Nature is full of little miracles, structures and chemistry that science has yet to fully understand, much less duplicate. Human efforts to do that are now characterized as biomimicry, which to Tom McKeag represents a different way of looking at the natural world.
There's always been a segment of the population that saw the wisdom in looking towards nature, American Indians or Thoreau. But it is a different mindset. Let's learn from nature rather than try to dominate it.
McKeag is a biology professor, landscape architect, and a businessman from Larkspur who devotes much of his time to developing educational curricula about nature-inspired design for elementary and high school students. His courses, Tom explains, are usually built around three central themes.
Little things multiply in nature, building from very small modules and arranging them in more and more complex ways. Another theme is nature tends to optimize thermodynamic pathways. Organisms will try to maximize their use of these pathways when a turkey vulture makes use of a convective air current to fly around and soar and gain altitude. And then the third theme is, can we make things adaptive? Can we make things that are robust and can actually change as the environmental conditions change?
Scott Summit has applied these ideas in his business, Bespoke Innovations.
We work with prosthetic limbs, so we're fundamentally biomimetic because we are creating parts that reference the body specifically. But also a lot of the processes that we do as we create the parts are very specifically biomimetic as well.
One tool they use to create these limbs is the new technology of three-dimensional printing.
Three-dimensional printing started out as a prototype process, a way to visualize something that you were creating in computer-aided design. But in the last 5 years or so, quite a transformation has taken place. Parts that you three-dimensionally print can now be printed from lasting materials. Those might be nylon, or they might be titanium, stainless steel, chromium, any number of very strong, light materials. It's no longer a disposable part purely for visualization purposes. It can be a final production unit.
And that allows Summit and his company to replicate natural structures that were previously impossible to mimic.
Three-dimensional printing is very different from traditional manufacturing because you can create any geometry you can dream up. A bird bone, for example, is hollow, and it has what's called a trabecular structure. It's a lattice structure on the inside that means that the strength-to-weight ratio is really off the charts. It's very, very light and very strong. Well, you can't do that with traditional manufacturing. It just doesn't allow you to. But when you're three-dimensional printing a part, you can print something that's hollow with a lattice structure inside, and it means that you can have a very increased strength-to-weight ratio.
Scott Summit and Tim McKeag will both be part of a science salon about biomimicry tomorrow afternoon at the Audubon Society's Bouveret Preserve near Glen Ellen. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.